Is that can you hear that?
Oh, say it again, bro.
Haven't done this in a while, bro.
Yeah. And then when you're holding it, bro, just kind of just hold it. Yeah. That's how we're going to have to hold it for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
I reckon. All right, ready? All right, yo, what's up? Been a while since we've done this last. I think it's been... What, bro? 7 weeks? 8 weeks, eh?
Feels like 5 years, bro.
Yeah, but yeah, anyway, man, Jay's is here, and obviously Maddie as well. Brother Moe's couldn't make it today. Apparently he went and got his double vex, so yeah.
They just got lost, I reckon, eh?
Yeah. Yeah,
lost, sure, eh?
Lost in all the social media, bro. But yeah, nah. But yeah, man, we're just jumping on this quick podcast, man. We're back. Pretty happy to jump back on the mic, eh, bro? So
hard, bro.
Yeah, it's definitely been a while, but man, we're going to be doing a bit of a quick, I guess, welcome back.
Yeah.
Stuff. We've got a few things to tick off on our agenda or topics and stuff for us to talk about, bro. I think the first one, obviously, is obviously how we doing, bro.
Bro, yeah. I'm surviving, bro. That's the main thing, like just getting through it. But no, it's been crazy. Yeah, just like it feels like a dream, bro. Like just this whole vibe, bro. Like literally feels like we've been in here for like months, bro. But doing good, bro.
Yeah,
keeping busy with work.
What's the new job, man? You got a new job?
Yeah.
Clap,
so
clap, 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 clap.
Yeah, got a new job during lockdown. It was pretty crazy. Pretty crazy time to get a job or like start a job as well. So it's been good, bro, keeping busy with that. Did Moe get a job as well?
Yeah, he did actually. Shucks. Yeah. Another clap right there, man. Clap, 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 clap. Yeah, he did. I think he said he's starting an apprenticeship, eh? Building an apprenticeship and stuff, bro. So it's real good on good for him and obviously his family as well, man. Yeah. So yeah, he is.
How about yourself, bro?
I've been good. Yeah. Obviously during lockdown, not working and stuff.
Yeah.
It actually perfect timing in a way, bro, because obviously I was finishing off my my real estate certificate and stuff, eh? So
bro, congrats, man.
Thank you, man. Yeah,
got
so
in the bag.
Yeah, got in the bag finally.
Yeah.
Only took me about a year. But yeah, so I'm literally finished today, man, as we're shooting this podcast. Yeah, this morning.
Yeah.
Did my last exam and stuff. Bit of an interaction with I guess the lecturer and all that, and basically was told to try and sell a house really. And stuff. So
get it sold?
Got a sold, bro. Yeah. And just waiting for my certificate and stuff so I can apply for the license now. Yep. So got that in the bag, bro. And other than that, man, just been keeping in a bit of a routine, eh, with I guess lockdown.
That's the main thing, eh? Just
100%, man.
Keep that routine going, eh? But
It's tough, eh? Like I reckon the first couple of weeks of lockdown, like I was waking up at like 9, 10 o'clock in the morning, obviously, and you know, just it was just so out of whack, eh? Like, couldn't get my day going, and took me a while. And then, like, I think partner and I just were like, that's it. We got to get back into a routine. And we actually did this challenge last month, bro.
Hey.
Yeah, and it's basically like we wrote down 4 goals for the month.
Yeah.
And our goals were wake up at 6, be on the beach by 7 the latest, go for a walk, and then read 2 books in the month, activity a day, and then the last one was turn our devices off by 10 a.m. and whole of the month last
because you're normally a morning person, eh?
Normally am, bro. Like when I say morning, like I'm not like your 4 a.m. 5:30 type person. I'm a 6:30, you know, type person.
Still early, bro.
I guess for some people it is, eh? So this month, bro, new lot of challenges, and I'll let you know how it goes by the end of end of the month, bro. So, that's been me, man, during lockdown. And, looking forward to obviously getting back to the normalities of things when everything finishes, you know, with this whole lockdown side of stuff, eh, bro? I think everyone's sick of it, man.
Definitely, bro.
Yeah, so we're at that point now. Green light, red light, whatever it is.
Whatever level
we are. Hey, Squid Games. Yeah. Right, have you seen that?
No, I haven't, bro. I don't have Netflix at the moment, so.
Oh, man.
Have you seen it?
Yeah, seen it, eh? Yeah. Just, like. Literally, it was a Sunday, bro. Didn't do anything, and literally, man, just like said, all right, first time in ages I watched Netflix or just like movies in general.
Yeah,
I said that's it. I'm just gonna put my feet up today and just watch this whole series, bro. 9 episodes, all in one day, done.
So I keep seeing the memes, bro. Yeah. I'm just like,
it's pretty funny, bro. It's some of those memes, like when you understand the movie.
Because I saw like, do you see LeBron James?
Nah.
He was like, it's like ending was average or whatever.
Oh yeah.
Was ending average?
I thought it was average, bro. Yeah. It was definitely average. But like, if I take away the ending, the rest of it was like, it was on, bro. Like I can see why so many people have watched it, and good on that director too, bro. Like it was a pretty interesting story, and stuff. I don't know if you heard of it, but like. Basically wrote it up back in 2008 or something.
Sharks.
Got told how many times no. Yeah. And then, little do you know, man, kept that and here it is today. Like number one Netflix series or something, eh?
Have to get into it, eh?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, bro, don't. You waste the whole day. But yeah, man, that's been me, eh? Yeah. So, I think number two, man, around the circle news and stuff, eh? So some pretty interesting things have happened, obviously, during this period of time.
Yeah.
But one of the most recent ones was on Sunday, man, YKTR. People that we obviously enjoy following and stuff and enjoy seeing their success and all that.
Yeah.
Bro, just made their first sports signing, man. The man himself.
Brandon Smith, eh?
Brandon Smith, bro. The cheese.
You sent me that through, bro, and I was like, what the heck? Like, I know I've heard them talk about signing athletes before.
Yeah.
But they've gone for and done it, bro. Like,
yeah, man. Insane, eh? And it just goes to show, like, they got money, bro.
Listening to them, like, talk about it as well, eh? Like, their strategy behind it. Like, bro, it's interesting. Like, it's different, but it's interesting.
What's your thoughts on it, bro? Like, you reckon it's, I reckon it's, personally, bro, I think it's, like, they're changing the game, you know, with how
I reckon it's, it's pretty cool for, like people like us, bro, like, or people starting up stuff, like, to know that, like you don't have to let it up or like leave it up to Nike and Adidas to, you know, take on those athletes, bro. Like there's obviously YKTR like established and stuff, but I reckon it's cool, bro, to see like maybe some more. It'll be cool to see like more, you know, organizations like or businesses like YKTR, you know, take on a similar method. But yeah, bro. Like, what are your thoughts, bro? Like,
no, I think it's like. Man, like I said, I think they're changing the game and obviously they're able to do it. And I think the whole concept of it and how they went about it, like if everyone hasn't, you know, listened to that podcast, you know, you know,
check it out.
Yeah, man, it's awesome, eh? And just, I like the whole concept of it's not, you know, your normal regular signing that you hear of, you know, and players are starting to obviously learn that, you know, their value and stuff. And obviously the cheese went through a bit of a rough patch in the last couple months after the season or whatnot, you know, getting into some snowies and all that, bro.
But that's what works in YKTR's favor, bro.
It's crazy, yeah.
Because like they can do that because they don't have that, I guess, that responsibility like Nike and Adidas to, you know, that brand image that they got to keep. They can sign whoever they want, bro.
I think it's like also like those fellas have been through that scene as well and they understand it. Yeah. Like I think it takes a bit of understanding. As well, like and especially within that league culture, bro, and the footy culture, and like those fellas have been there, done it, man, and you know, all three owners of YKT are basically, you know, leagueies, so they understand the game, bro, and they understand what the players go through, eh? So it's just cool. One thing that stood out for me, bro, in that whole signing of it is they've obviously paid cheese in cryptocurrency, man. Are you into it, by any chance?
No, I'm not, bro. Hey, I haven't caught the vibe yet.
Yeah,
are you into it?
I've caught the vibe, bro. Yeah, because like I've said it to my mates and all that, bro. Like I'm into investing and all that, and obviously I'm thinking about my future and stuff. You know, some people probably don't worry about their future too much, but I love I love thinking about it and seeing, you know, setting goals and expectations of myself.
Yeah,
but crypto, man, I think it's a huge thing at the moment. A lot of people are catching the wave and stuff. Obviously, you know, you have to be careful with it.
It's like the NFT stuff, eh?
100%, bro. Like it's all around crypto. You know, cryptocurrencies and stuff. Shucks. And basically, yeah, with the bro cheese, like he's obviously asked to be paid in Ethereum.
Yeah.
Which is the second biggest cryptocurrency currently right now. And you know, it's just interesting to see, you know, like that. Yeah, you know, Ice and all them. Apparently, they're all in group chats and stuff. You know, the boys and stuff. You know, a lot of those Melbourne Storm fellas and them are. All into it, eh? They're all into their sports cards and memorabilia, bro, and now obviously cryptocurrency and stuff. So it's cool to see that, you know, that's the mindset that the bro cheese has. You don't think that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
and it's cool as well because they negotiated, like, their contract as well.
Yeah.
Like, what are you, like, obviously the crypto stuff, but also, like, merch.
Yeah.
Like, they were talking about, like, a boot, like a boot salary or like
boot salary. I think so it was like 5k boot salary or something.
Yeah,
like that,
just
man.
Like
yeah, plenty of boots right there. Yeah. So right, how many can boots can that buy? You know, yeah, like I think a pair of boots like anywhere 100 to 200 bucks.
Yeah, yeah.
Probably like gets most of them for free anyway. You
every
know,
every second game pretty much.
Yeah, so yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Like man, yeah. So you can see why they have so much merch, bro. And like I've seen it with a lot of players at the end of the year. Eh? They do that giveaway, you know, on their pages and stuff because they get so much of it. Eh? So yeah, I think it's awesome, bro. Like, I love the whole concept of it. And obviously, with the cryptocurrency, it's investing. So, obviously, you know, it's long term for the cheese and obviously, you know, that payment and all that stuff. But they've done it, bro. And, you know, hats off to them, eh?
Yeah, we'll see what happens, eh?
Yeah. Well, exactly that, bro. And, like, you know, obviously, everyone's probably thinking who's next, you know, on their radar. You know, and I know, you know, Ice himself, he loves, you know, Kalen Ponga and stuff. So it'll be interesting to see if those
ones
jump
that,
on there. Yeah. But I think what worked in their favour, bro, is like obviously YKTR, like they obviously with the last couple of months that what happened to Cheese, bro, like, you know, they understood that, man, you know, they have to what's it called, Cheese losses, you know, his
Adidas
deal and all that stuff, bro. And so it's perfect timing for them, man.
Yeah.
And what a way to come into the game. And you know, obviously they've obviously met the demands and expectations of Cheese, bro. And, yeah, happy days, bro.
Bro, it's the one, eh?
Yeah, so, you know. Yeah, and I reckon the cool thing about that, you know, like when you get brand deals and stuff, bro.
Yeah.
Like they say, oh, like, you know, we'll give you, I don't know, just a whack number, like 10K, right, for the year. But with that whole cryptocurrency scene, like he's been given, say, 10, you know, coins or cryptocurrencies and Ethereums, in other words. And, you know, with that, like, it's that, like, if it's long term and it does really well,
yeah,
it'll be way worth, like, more than 10k, bro.
It's a different way to do it, eh? Like,
it's just insane.
You're like, you're not just giving them a salary, bro. You're like,
yeah,
allowing them to invest, bro, into something. And, like,
yeah,
which is like, imagine, I wonder if like Nike and stuff will like pick up on that.
Like, yeah, well, I bet you they have, bro. And like, so many of the these brands now, like, understand, like, this is something that we have to get on top of, like, you know. So I wouldn't be surprised, bro.
Yeah
So it'll be interesting to see what happens in the next couple of years, bro. Definitely, who their next big signing is. Maybe we can do that too. Hey, never say never, bro.
Few years
down the track. But yeah, second, I guess, thing around the circle, bro, with the news and all that, bro, is the Lion's Den. My man, you know, for those that know, they know.
Yeah.
If you know, you know, right? YK. Yeah, what's going on with it, man?
Bro, I'm surprised more people haven't hit me up, eh?
Yeah.
But yeah. I've got a few texts, bro, but nah, it's coming, bro. It's like, obviously, with the season being cancelled and all that, had to change a few things.
Disappointing.
Up. Disappointing. I know, bro. It's coming, bro. It's like real close. Mm. So we'll just have to, I might have a chat with you, bro, after this, around how to
round it up,
around a few things, but it'll be out before Christmas for sure. But
I
mean,
I hope so.
Real soon, bro. Real soon.
I've been asking for 3 months.
Where is it? Bro, it's been like 6 months. Bro, every weekend.
Yeah. How's it going, bro?
Oh, bro, like 2 weeks. Like, this is back
at this
in
stage,
May,
bro. I'm just like, I'm not even asking anymore. I'm just like, okay, when it comes,
literally
it comes.
Gave up, yeah.
I think we still, like, you probably want to get a few more interviews.
Yeah, we'll see.
Especially with John Acklin, bro, you got to get him.
These restrictions, bro, like, you never just been waiting to.
Oh, we can do it over the fence or something, bro, I'm sure. Matsu Acklin!
Yeah, bro, we'll see what happens, but it's real close, bro.
Yep.
So, yeah, looking forward to finally getting it out.
Not too far away, eh?
Nah.
Mean, bro, yeah. Mean. All right, man, I think last thing is obviously news around sports, bro. Obviously, a lot of our audience are into sports and stuff. Obviously, we're into quite a few different types. I guess for this topic here, bro, NFL, man, what's been going on in there?
Bro, some crazy, crazy storylines. Your boy, Derrick Henry.
Oh, don't talk to me, bro.
Bro, what's going on there, man?
Mate, I woke up this morning or yesterday, eh?
Yeah.
And I could, because I didn't watch the games yesterday.
Yeah.
And
by the way, me and Josiah are in like a couple of fantasy leagues.
Yeah. Just to give you context, we're in fantasy leagues, eh? And bro, like, woke up this morning.
Yeah.
And I was trying to figure out all yesterday, because I didn't watch the highlights either, like, why did he only get, like, 5 points? Mm. You know what I mean? Because this dude's been getting, like, 20, 30, you know, 40-plus points, you know, game, which is basically unheard of. Mm. I mean, you know, consistently, like, he the way he's doing it. Basically, the bro, like, on his way to MVPs this year. He should have got it last year, really. But, bro, I woke up this morning, like, all I see is in red, out.
Bro, that's the worst day.
Bro, when you I was like, my heart.
I was like, you're like, how long, how?
Yeah. I was like, that's worse than, like, a breakup. Like,
Yeah. Bro, is he in both your teams?
Both my teams, oh, dude. That's the most annoying thing, eh?
That's your season, like, match.
Bro, I'm like, so now I'm like, oh, Austin Eckler, come on. Yeah, so,
yeah.
So, yeah, disappointing news around that, bro, with the big, you know, King Henry, on, I guess, yeah, on his way to surgery, man. And
yeah,
got some metatarsal type of injury, man. So, yeah,
foot injuries aren't the best. Running backs, eh, just always getting dominated or, like, smashed, like, physically.
Bro, like, the way that dude, like, and his team feed him the ball so much, bro.
Bro, because they, they have to give him the ball. Like, I remember last year, because he was on my team last year, bro.
Yeah.
Just watching those games, like, every second play, bro, just like, yo, where's Derek Henry? Like, just like giving him the ball, bro. It's give him a break.
Bro, that dude would be like in the hospital and they'll still call him to get him out. Just release him.
Straight
give
up.
Him the clearance. Yeah. Oh, man. So, yeah, just disappoints around that, bro. But it looks like, man, like, good news is, oh, I mean, maybe good news, but it's just, like, cool to see that, that probably they're considering on signing Adrian Peterson. Maybe they've already done it. So it's good to see the veteran, you know,
coming back.
Bro, like, free agent.
Yeah.
Bro, he played all games last year. Didn't do too bad, bro. Yeah. But this year, yeah, he was a free agent. And man, I think he's, like, 37 now, all right, or 36.
Bro, that's crazy.
Bro, and that's, like, like, to be that age and still play in the running back position, is that's tough, bro. You know,
because most of them retire around, like, 30.
Yeah, well, 30-ish. Bro, even sooner than that. Like, yeah, it's a tough gig being a running back in the NFL, man. And, yeah, so, yeah, it sounds like they're going to sign that, sign the bro AP, and hopefully he does well, man. And, he won't be the starter.
No.
There'll be someone else taking his spot, obviously. Yeah. Henry's spot, if it is the case that he's out. But yeah, crossing fingers, touching wood, bro, that that's only like 3-4 weeks max.
Yeah,
eh?
Hopefully, bro. Yeah. But other teams as well, like the Chiefs.
Yeah. Bro, rough start to the season for them, eh?
They went like 0-3 or whatever.
Oh, man, something like that,
Something like that.
Like, yeah, even like 1-4.
Yeah,
something like that. And but they've managed to come back, bro, 4-4 right now, I think. And I mean, what do you think it was, man? Like, rough start to the
year. Bro. Do you reckon it was that massive contract?
With Mahomes,
yeah,
man, maybe, yeah, I don't know, bro. Yeah, just,
you don't want to put him on that, but you know,
yeah. But it's funny, eh? Because they still got the guns too in their
team. They still got the same,
like,
team, bro.
And that's why I was surprised it took them a while to get going, bro. And but yeah, obviously they're turning around now. You know, and obviously it doesn't matter how you start, bro. It's
the finish.
Yeah, the finish, bro. That's what counts.
I mean, the Bucks did it last year. Eh? They had a pretty like rough start.
Yeah, that's right.
I think.
Yeah,
like, people were riding them off, five or whatever.
Yeah.
Won the Super Bowl, so we'll see what.
Yeah,
but Bucks, bro, dominating at the moment.
That's my boy Brady, bro.
Yeah,
love that guy. Yeah,
is he like 55 or something?
Oh, I'm pretty sure he's dead. That's a spirit on the field, bro. That's a ghost. I don't know what it is, eh? Like, yeah, that dude's just killing it, man.
Yeah.
Top five quarterback. I think he's number one actually at the moment, eh?
Oh, surely.
Yeah, something like that. One or two, bro, and still killing it, bro, for his age, obviously. Like, everyone still goes on about his age and, like, man, you know. Like,
it's just a number, eh, with
just
quarterbacks.
A number, bro, yeah. And that dude's just, like, obviously he's proven, you know, that he's the GOAT, bro. And, obviously the way they're going, man, another Super Bowl this year, I reckon, eh? Obviously hoping that my Steelers make it, though.
Yeah. What are they at the moment?
Bro, they're doing really well, eh? I think they're, oh, honestly, I don't know their what's it called, win ratio. But they won their last couple games anyway.
Yeah.
But man, TJ Watt and that defense, bro, are just they're legit clutching it for us.
Holding
it's like
down.
That every year, bro. Every year, like, our offense sucks, bro.
Yeah.
Big Ben's going out the door, so yeah, we'll see what happens.
What's happening with Juju, bro? Is he
out for the season, bro?
Oh,
yeah. So, one of my boys. At the Lions, Reggie McLennan and stuff. Eh, like, we're hardcore Steelers fans and just gutted that, obviously.
Yeah.
A couple of the players aren't turning up, and Big Ben's running around like he's a fridge.
Bro, is that guy, eh?
Oh, man. But that dude, like, obviously,
he's getting up there as well,
eh? Eh, you know?
In terms of age?
Yeah, like, I think he's 38, you know, 39, bro. And I don't know how long he's got left. But I guess, you know, if Brady can do it, anyone can do it, eh? They can keep playing, so.
Yeah.
But yeah, bro, so who knows, man? You know, obviously,
yeah,
that's I guess what's going on in the NFL at the moment, man. And who do you follow, bro, by the way?
Bro, I'm like a...
You went around, eh?
I've been around everyone.
Like a, I know.
You're
a team slut, bro.
I was a 49ers fan back in the day, obviously, with Kaepernick, bro. He was my guy back then. I'm pretty much...
Let's talk about that for a second, bro. I can't believe that dude isn't back, eh?
Yeah.
And he can still throw a ball.
Yeah.
Oh, bro.
I don't know what happened, eh? Because...
Politics, bro. That's what happened.
Yeah, I mean, obviously that's what happened, but he should have been in the league like a couple years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, NFL, I think it's just so different, bro, with the politics and stuff like that around trying to keep a brand image, whatever image that is. But yeah, bro, it sucks for him, eh? But hopefully, bro, he gets that dream comeback.
Yeah.
It's never too late.
Well, that's all right. Yeah, who knows, man. Anyway, so 49ers then.
I was Cardinals for a bit, but yeah, bro, I'm the same, like same with the NBA, bro. I'm more of a players type guy.
Yeah.
So who's your NBA team?
Lakers, bro. Yeah.
Lakers.
Always has been, eh? Day dot, bro. Like haven't changed yet. Yeah. Straight up. And like, I guess if some people would be like, you're all, all cucks, but no, seriously, eh? Like, I was a legit Kobe fan, bro. Ever since he wore 8, bro. And obviously like, then he went on to 24 and all that, eh? So, RIP. But being a Lakers fan, haven't changed, and obviously they've gone through a bit of a rough patch, you know, before Bron turned up, and that, I mean, actually, the year after Bron turned up, you know what I mean? But yeah, so haven't changed, bro, and I reckon they got it in the bag this year, bro.
You reckon, bro?
Russell Westbrook, bro.
I don't know, bro.
I reckon they do, eh?
I don't know if they have they've got the players, bro, but it's just the chemistry. It's just whether they can get that.
It'll take time, mate. Isn't Carmelo Anthony there as well?
He's there. I think they're just too ISO though.
You reckon?
Yeah.
Well, for Bron,
just Westbrook, Melo, like they're just they're ISO players. So it's whether they can.
That would be tough, eh? Like being in a team like that.
Yeah.
You know, like with all the star players in your team.
Like, don't get me wrong, bro. I'd love it for them to like win it because I'm a Westbrook fan as well.
Yeah. I'd love to see him win.
Yeah,
no, 1A.
Yeah,
so he hasn't won 1A.
Nah.
Ew. Yeah, that's crazy.
Imagine, bro. Imagine Lakers versus Nets, bro.
Finals.
KD versus Westbrook, bro.
That would
be epic.
Like, but considering like how injury prone they are over there at the Nets, bro. Like, I don't know.
And Harden's struggling a bit, with these new rules. Yeah. So
saying that, what happened to our NBA fantasy, bro? Did you not push start or something?
I remember you texted me like...
Put some context here, bro. Like, I was like, all week, when are we starting?
So the NBA list like creeps up out of nowhere. So like, obviously I'm the, whatever it's called, the commissioner of the league. But yeah, I just keep like forgetting to... we needed an extra player, bro. That was the issue.
Computer, bro. Computer.
Yeah, true.
The computer.
I mean, surely you can start like halfway through.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah, yeah.
Nah.
Oh, man. Yeah, yeah. It is what it is, that way.
It is what it is, bro. Yeah. But
nah, mean, bro. Well, that's a mean first comeback, man. Welcome back. Yeah, good to be back.
Hopefully we've got Moses back next time.
Yeah.
Nah, I miss you, bro. Miss you.
Yeah. Frick. Nah, he's one of those ones, bro. It's all good. All good. I'll smash him.
Run it straight. Hey, this guy, not me.
Nah, yeah. But yeah, nah, hopefully the bro's back next one. Obviously got some ideas around that and stuff. And yeah, man, hopefully it all goes smooth, bro. But yeah, first episode back and out the door, bro. Easy. Cha-cha, ay, cha-cha, ay, ra-ta-ta-ta-ta, shandala.